her mama's rain. You know playing blind man's bluff is a little baby's game. You pick up little dynamite, I'm gonna pick up little gun. And together we're gonna go out tonight and make that highway run. You don't have to call me Lieutenant Rosie, and I don't wanna be your son. The only lawyer I'm ever gonna need your soft, sweet little girl's time. I'm Rosie and I'm white. Dynamite's in the belfry, baby, playing with the bats. Little guns downtown in front of Woolworths, trying out his attitude on all the cats. Papa's on the corner, waiting for the bus. Mama, she's on in the window, waiting up for us. She'll be there in that shuttle, the rustler upstairs, cause you know we ain't gonna come. I ain't here on business, baby, I'm only here for fun. And Rosie, you're the one.
you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you understand that you are a part of a community. Being a fan of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band is different from being a fan of other bands with huge fan bases. Dave Matthews Band fans are a tribe. The Grateful Dead fans are a nation. But Bruce oversees a community. Springsteen's music is about hope, hard work, overcoming the struggle, helping your brother, and the crazy romantic idea that if we all worked together, this world could be something pretty amazing. He is the poet laureate of the hopeless cause, and he can make the most battered and broken person find a reason to get out of bed in the morning and go to work. His music makes us feel a little less alone. I talk all the time about my Mount Rushmore, and I know you guys are starting to roll your eyes when I bring it up, but Bruce is on there for a very specific reason. I love the music of Neil Young, Billy Joel, Bob Dylan, and Joni Mitchell, but Bruce's music speaks to me like no one else. How he, a working-class guy from a place called Freehold, New Jersey, can reach a kid who grew up 1,000 miles away in the cold suburbs of Minneapolis, or a guy from the frozen tundra of Halleck, Minnesota, or a Navy brat who was never in one place long enough to figure out what the temperature was, just speaks to his complete understanding of the shared experiences of being young, of growing up, of getting a job, of losing the girl, of graying hair, and of the notion that it ain't no sin to be glad you're alive. This Saturday, our special guest this evening, Ray Coudray, will present a show of Bruce Springsteen's music at the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault, Minnesota, a gorgeous old theater that is one of Southern Minnesota's real gems. He'll be joined by his band, Fred the Bear, and a host of other friends to raise money for Health Finders, a local nonprofit organization that provides desperately needed health care to those who could not otherwise afford it. While he has not given his direct endorsement to this show, everything we know about Bruce, everything he has written, everything he has sung about, tells us that he would be proud to know that his music is supporting such a worthy cause. And it is because of that show that tonight we again take a little time to consider this master songwriter, this peerless showman, the great sweat-soaked evangelical shaman of rock and roll. Tonight, we're going to just feel better because we're listening to Bruce Springsteen. My name is Rich Larson. His name is Daniel G. Moyer. That guy's name is Ray Coudray. This is the Weekly List. Love is the love is the love is the love is the love. Well, good evening, everybody. You are listening to AM 1080 and FM 95.1 KYMN Radio in beautiful downtown Northfield, Minnesota. Thank you for joining us one more time. Well, once again, I don't want to make it sound like this is the end.
Yeah,
again,
it's like right? we've already done that.
Yeah, thank you for joining us once again for another edition of the Weekly List. Danny?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Hey, as always. And we've got somebody in the room.
Well, I want to welcome back Ray Coudray, who was actually, I don't know if you know this or not, you have the distinction of being the very first guest ever on the Weekly List.
I actually was wondering about that, because you were nice enough to have me on for the Tom Petty show.
Right.
Kind of a similar thing to what we're doing today.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
And Ray, you already have my respect, because when we did the songs that were better than the covers, Rich was you ripped into them for using Man for Man on and I'm like, yep, okay, you got my respect right there out of the hatch, so that's well done.
Well, thank you. That song is near and dear to me, and I know Bruce's only number one hit was not done by Bruce, but you know, that song, it's hard to take Blinded by the Light without looking at it from the perspective of its original version, which has so much going on. It is one of the funkiest songs that he's ever put on vinyl.
And we're
going
to get to that in a second. You know what else it's hard to do? It's hard to be a saint in the city. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Nice.
Wow.
Right,
which was the very first song that he played for John Hammond.
John Hammond.
Yeah. John Hammond. How about that for that guy for a career? John Hammond signed Billie Holiday, Bob Dylan, and Bruce Springsteen, and like 8 million other people.
Oh, it goes.
Oh, Benny Goodman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He told Benny Goodman to put the swing in jazz, in the jazz hits of the day. Like, literally, that's his thing.
I mean, this guy.
Well, didn't Hammond have some kind of like heart thing when he went and saw Springsteen later on that week?
I don't know.
It was. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look that up. Anyway, so this is going to be interesting. We've never done a three-headed show before. So we're going to have to kind of play this a little bit by ear.
Do you want to explain the setup and how we did this? Because normally we've got 12 songs.
Oh, we have 12 songs again.
Right, right. But this time, instead of like me six and you six, each one of us got four. And which, you know how hard that is?
Yes,
you know
as
how
a matter
hard
of fact,
that is to pick
I do.
Four songs out of Springsteen?
Ray, every week I tell Danny, okay, this is what the show's going to be. Give me six songs. And he I can hear him screaming in agony from Eden Prairie. I'm absolutely positive the hardest thing he does all week long is pick his six songs. I'm like, okay, I'll just grab six songs.
I can't.
How many songs did I send you, Rich? I sent you eight.
Did you really?
I sent you four. And then, oh, by the way, I know these won't make it, but here's four more that should make it.
I didn't get that. I only got four. I hope I have the right four.
Oh, you have the right four. That's good. But it was all songs that were he wrote for other people.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, an interesting idea.
Yeah, Fire and you know, things like that.
Oh, that's right.
Pointer Sisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he wrote it for Elvis. And then Elvis died.
I did not know that story.
Is that real?
He wrote that for Elvis. Yeah.
God, you know how great that would have been if Elvis did that? I mean, think about that. I mean, we heard the Pointer Sisters and...
Yeah.
I hadn't... Oh, wow.
Huh.
Yeah, he wrote it for Elvis. Elvis died.
I'm driving in my car. Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Wow. I turn home the radio.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, gosh.
Sir. See, this evening is already a benefit to
off
all of us.
Off to a good start.
Great.
God,
all right.
That would have been perfect. Anyway, okay. First song we heard, we're just going to get into this because I'm terrified that this show is going to go 3 hours because there's three of us.
Well, like a Bruce concert. You know?
Exactly. And just keep going and going. You think it's almost over and then you got another 45 minutes.
Or like a version of one of his songs just live at a concert.
Right, exactly.
You know, a 3 minute song and goes nine.
Exactly. 10th Avenue Free Out can go on for 22 minutes. All right. First song we heard tonight, speaking of songs that can go on forever, Rosalita. I am pretty sure this was the second Bruce Springsteen song I ever heard. The first one I ever heard was Hungry Heart, and I didn't know that was Bruce for a really long time. This was the first song I ever heard of Bruce's that I knew was Bruce.
Okay.
And I heard it, you know, we got cable when I was like 13 years old, and the first thing I did when the cable was hooked up, it immediately turned on MTV.
Yeah.
Right. And I think I'd been watching MTV for an hour, and the video for Rosalita came on. Oh, that's Bruce Springsteen. And wow, who's the guy with the saxophone? And God, he runs around. Why are all those girls jumping up on the stage?
It's nice.
If you've ever seen that video, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's classic 1978. You got all these people jumping up on stage, and Bruce is like playing it up too. He's running around and letting these girls chase him and stuff. It's hilarious. Anyway, so took a while for the whole Springsteen thing to take with me, right?
As it did with everyone else.
Yeah, well, exactly. but by the time I got to college, I was a really solid Bruce Springsteen fan. Killed me. He came through in 88, the only time he actually played while I was at St. Olaf.
Right, Tunnel of Love.
And played two nights, and I couldn't go to either show. It just killed me. So I didn't actually see him until 1999.
Right. The reunion thing.
The reunion show, right? And like I show up and I'm like, I'm going to hear Rosalita tonight, right? Well, and then someone in the audience told me, nah, he hasn't played Rosalita in the Twin Cities since 1978.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
he didn't play it that night.
He didn't play it later, one of the times. He didn't play it that night. He didn't play it the second time I saw him.
Was that a fall show near Christmas?
It was. Yeah,
I feel like they did.
It was a show that was actually, it was supposed to be in like late August, and they had to cancel it because Patty Scalfa, his wife, got sick. So it came back right before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And he closed the show with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, I was at that show.
You were at that show. Yeah. So was Danny.
Yeah.
That's one of the two times I've had the opportunity to see him. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was the only time I heard him do Santa Claus, so that was really cool.
Yeah. But anyway, finally did get to see him play Rosalita, and now I've heard him actually do it. We have actually heard him do it twice.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I love about this song, I love the line, you know, one day we'll look back and this will all seem funny.
Yep.
Yeah.
And as I've gotten older, that line has really sat well with me. It's, you know, and you know how I approach life. I look at everything. My honest view is that life is far too important to take seriously.
Yeah.
So as a result, everything strikes me as kind of funny in some ways.
Right.
And so having that as part of this song, that's the line that really resonates for me.
Yeah, it's a great song. Anyway.
Okay, so that was Rosalita, and that we are now at, what, 15 minutes in?
17 and a half.
17,
thank you
okay,
much.
Well, I was
okay,
close.
I'm looking for my...
So next we're going to do Blinded by the Light.
Okay,
Ray,
so
this
now
is,
let's... Okay,
Ray,
you know
this
what?
Is your pick.
Ray
so.
Coudre, you have the floor.
There you go.
Well, first of all, I can't even imagine, because, you know, 73 is a little earlier than our time, right?
Yes, it is.
So we didn't, like, buy the album, but I can't imagine being one of the first people that put that album on and dropped it down, and it goes into Blinded by the Light.
And you're talking about that. Greetings from Asbury Park.
Greetings from Asbury yeah. Park. First album he's put out. And you drop it, and that's what you get. You know, Madman, Drummers, Bummers, Indians in the Summer, Teenage Diplomat. It's just like, every word in his rhyming dictionary is in there, but it all fits. And like in my life, I can pick out of there stories in my life that have like fit with all these different verses. And I don't think he sat with a great grand plan to put this song together, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I really think
yeah,
he
yeah.
was messing around. But the hook is so perfect, and the instrumentation as it winds in and out, the bass is just off the charts amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, Rich, see how any sane person could listen to an overproduced Manfred Mann version
oh, wow.
and compare that to the original Mona Lisa.
I didn't set him up on this, Rich. I swear this is not a gang two up against one. But you know,
I'd just like to point
out,
this is the second time he has insulted me on this radio station about this. First time he told the boss Jeff Johnson that I was foolish,
and Jeff did agree,
and now he's told me that I'm crazy. Here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. I was. Let's see, that Manfred Mann put that song out when I was, I think, 8, right? It was, like, right in my wheelhouse when I, like, you know, like, was just buying my K-Tel albums. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
And that was on there. And I just thought it was such a cool song. I just, I love the way they play that organ, the bop, yeah. bop, bop, the, you know. And I'm sorry. And I got nothing against the version we're about to play. I think it's fantastic. I agree with everything you've said. I just cannot get away from Manfred Mann on this thing.
I get it.
The thing that is really interesting to me is Rosalita and Blinded by the Light. Those are the two early songs that we're going to play from the first album and the second album. His writing style was completely different on those first two records. There's a lot of words jammed in there. He's very quick with that. And I think a lot of that had to do with some of Mike Appel's vision for how Springsteen was.
Right.
Mike Appel was one of the first guys. He signed, well, he was kind of in charge of management of Springsteen and everything. And in some cases, kind of didn't do Bruce really a whole lot of favors.
He's
early
also
on.
The reason that Bruce didn't record for like
exactly.
5 years
after
Born to Run and Darkness, but yeah,
you know, and that's when the relationship with John Landau, his current guy, is.
Right.
But I think it's very important to note the style of how he lyrically wrote on those first two records, Mike Appel's influence on that, and you know. I love those first two records, especially Greetings. I mean, I'm a guy that I love the song Lost in the Flood.
Yeah, I just love the whole album.
Spirit in the Night. Oh,
jeez. But, you know, you could also do without Wild Billy's little circus.
Well,
thing,
okay. So, like, I think you and I were talking about this.
Yeah.
The first album is better. The Greetings from Asbury Park is better than The Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing on Greetings from Asbury Park that's as good as Rosalita in my mind.
Right.
I see that.
Right. You know. All right. Anyway.
All right. There we go. So the music's not right.
I want to go back to something that Daniel said. So I think part of what you're seeing with all the lyrics, all the verses are so dense, is his work ethic. Like one of the things about Bruce that you see when you look at his history, he's the hardest working guy in that band. He is the boss because he works harder. And he was working at his craft of writing songs.
Yes.
How do I do it? I grab this rhyming dictionary. I sit down. I write song after song after song after song. And I just get better and better. And there's a couple coming up later that I think are some of his best as far as phrasing. We'll talk about those when the time comes.
Cool. For now, from Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, this is the original version of Blinded by the Light. A 95.1 KYMN.
Madman drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shot was heading for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. There's some flesh bomb mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forget-me-not whisper daddies with an earshot save the buckshot, turn up the band. And she was blinded by a light. Sights of the sun.
the Magic album, which came out in 2007.
Seven.
Thank you very kindly. That was You'll Be Coming Down, the second song on that album. Danny, that was one of yours.
Yeah, I love that song. Now, I've mentioned it. I'm pretty open on social media and stuff like that. I went through a divorce in early 2020.
Yes, you did.
And so the Magic album was one that was... Springsteen, first of all, got me through it. He really did. Yeah. Starting with Badlands, got me through it. But I listened a lot to the Magic album because it was very cathartic to me. And You'll Be Coming Down, I think, is a very angry song. I think that there's a lot of, let's just say, you're one finger short of a peace sign kind of songs. And I mean, all throughout this, whether it's Radio Nowhere, which is bracing, but You'll Be Coming Down, I think some of the lyrics of, you know, you'll be fine as long as your pretty face holds out, then it's going to get pretty cold out. Mm. And I'm like, ooh. You know, it's... And I certainly don't have those levels of anger anymore, and I'm thankful for that anymore.
But you did.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I did. And I think that anybody who goes through traumatic experiences like that will. And so for me, Springsteen was very helpful.
I would like to go on record, though, and say, when it comes to your ex-wife, I still do have those levels of anger.
Well, you know, say la vie, and I thank you for that. Well, I don't think, but you know it's
I'm
just,
gonna
it's,
publicly
it's,
just call her out and call her a lunatic, but that's
it's just it's the stuff that happens, and it's very normal, and to feel those angry thoughts and things like that, it is. And so for me, music has always been a form of therapy, and that I have to include that song because that was really important to me and kind of getting through some dark times. And Springsteen's done that for a lot of people.
Well, and you said, like, you feel some anger in this song. And the beauty is there's so much hope in the feeling of it.
Exactly.
Like,
the
opening of that tune just makes me happy.
Yeah.
And then, you get into the lyrics, you're like, oh, wow, that song. That's another look.
Even in the production, the way he's got his voice, his vocals double-tracked, right?
Right. Yeah.
That it just, it's hard to pull negativity out of that song.
Yeah.
Right.
And I got to say, too, that Magic is an album that I really like, but I hadn't listened to it in a long, long time.
I know.
And you sent me that song. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, whatever. I'd forgotten how much I really, really love that song.
Well, that whole album to me sounds like a summer pop album, but by pop, I'm not talking about like Cardi B or anything like that. I'm talking about those classic albums that came out in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
You know,
Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, you know, but they just have that kind of shimmering sunshine to them.
And there's a touch of Phil Spector in there, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can hear the Ronettes in that song.
But it's all moved forward. It's brought into now, into the 21st century.
There's no doubt that he, when he writes, hears those things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to be able to sit down and go, I want to write a song that sounds like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You read that all the time about him.
And when he wrote this album, he specifically said, I'm going to write great big melodies, and I'm going to use a lot of major chords, and that's what he did.
And so, of course, what am I a giant sucker for if nothing but melody?
Exactly.
And so
that's our middle ground.
Melody things. So that was Sun Soaked, and man, I just love that song.
All right. So next up was a song that Ray selected, but I want to, if you don't mind, I would like to address this song for just a moment. I was thrilled to see you send me this song because of the 300 and how many songs has he written, Ray?
340.
Of the 340 songs. This one for me is probably in the top 10. And this is a song. When I talk about how Bruce will get you, give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning, right? I mean, this, when I was going through the lowest points of my up and down careers, right? There's something about this song that, you know, it would be 4 o'clock in the morning and I'd wake up in New Hope and I'd have to be in Fargo, right? And it would be January, right? And it would be 11 degrees below zero. You get in your car, woke up this morning, the house was cold, check the furnace, you wasn't burning, you know, like, there's just, you know what, he's just right there with you.
Right.
And when I look at myself, I don't see the man I wanted to be. God, that line can hit me in the face like a sledgehammer.
That line. So I was listening to it this summer, and my son, he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
I go, man, that is one of the saddest lines I've ever heard. And he said, well, not really, because it sounds like, you know, he understands it, and he's gonna work on that.
Right.
And
that's like, true.
Boom, it just hit me in the face. I'm like, you know, it totally changed my mind on it. But this song is so well crafted. And when you put it in the time of him at that time, 39 years old, the marriage breaking up, the whole thing that was going on, and you listen to this song, it just brings it all home of how he can take emotion and just put it there raw on the page and through the speakers and make you feel every bit of
just,
it.
He's a magician that
way. The whole Tunnel of Love album is like that. I mean, and I think that album is almost criminally overlooked.
It's a great album.
Because one of the songs that I almost put on here was You'll Be Alone. What was the name of that song?
When You're Alone?
When You're Alone.
When You're Alone. Nothing but alone. Yeah.
That... really, that was another one that I stumbled around the neighborhood a lot, you know, over a year with. And it's tough, but, you know, there's a lot of disillusionment that's in this record, but it's also got this gorgeous sound structure throughout the whole thing.
And hope. There's
and
hope.
There is.
The last line, we danced as the evening sky faded to black in One Step Up. You know, it's just
By the way, I don't think we've actually said this song is One Step Up.
We should probably talk about what the title is.
Yeah, anyway. All right, so from 1987.
Yes.
Which, this album came out, I can't remember, it was either the week before or the week after the Twins won the World Series in 1987.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was right then.
Good
then.
But this is Bruce with One Step Up on 95.1.
The Boss.
KYMN.
Woke up this morning, the house was cold. Checked the furnace, she wasn't burning. Went out and hopped in my old Ford. Hit the engine, but she ain't turning. Giving each other some hard lessons lately. We ain't learning. We're the same sad story, that's a fact. One step up and two steps back. Bird on motel room, but he ain't singing. Girl in white inside a church in June, but the church bells ain't ringing. I'm sitting here in this bar tonight, but all I'm thinking is I'm the same old story, same old act. One step up and two steps back. It's the same thing night on night. Who's wrong, baby, who's right? Another fight and I slam the door on. Another battle in our dirty little war. When I look at myself, I don't see the man I wanted to be. Somewhere along the line, I slipped off track. Moving step. Last night I dreamed I held you in my arms. The music was never ending. We danced as the evening sky faded to black. One step up and two steps back. One step. Step up and two steps back. One step up and
put on my jacket. I ran through the woods. I ran till I thought my chest would explode. There in a clearing beyond the highway, in the moonlight, our wedding house shone. I rushed through the yard. I burst through the front door. My head pounding hard. Up the stairs I climbed. The room was dark. Our bed was empty. Then I heard.
Is anybody alive out there? I said, is anybody alive out there? Okay, for those of you who are Bruce fans, you know what I'm just referencing. That was Downbound Train from 1984's Born in the USA album. And this was one of my picks. And the reason that I picked this is, first of all, again, it goes into that whole ending of relationship divorce theme and stuff, which I was kind of listening to a lot with Springsteen last year. But one of the things that I really like about this is how his writing changed. And in he's talking about, you know, I had a job, I had a girl, and I had something, Mr. In This World. And then it gets at the very end, and it's the music has changed quite a bit.
Yep.
And he's talking about running to his yep. marriage house, the wedding wedding night house. And he busts through the front door, and there's nobody there. It's all empty and all that kind of stuff. And he hears the whistle at the end.
Yeah.
And then now he's swinging on a chain gang, and you realize he's been arrested. That house wasn't empty at all. It never was. In his head, it was. But the reality is he broke into a house where there were people, and he got arrested for it. And it wasn't something that Springsteen said directly in his lyrics, but his lyrics implied that. And I think, wow, that's a powerful way to write.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. As a person who has written lyrics,
mm-hmm.
I have stolen from Bruce. I feel like I have, because at least two of the songs I've written have used the word Mister, sort of in the like as addressing someone.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's something.
I love that.
Mister.
I love that line. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I love about this song, you talking about just lyrics. Now I work down at the car wash, where all it ever does is rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, his imagery and the way that he approached lyrics in this song, I think it's startling.
And this is I'm sorry, go ahead, Ray.
Well, I just think it's a painting. This song to me is a painting. Like, I do this song, I've done it for years, and in my head I have a painting and I see it very clearly, and I can walk through that painting with every lyric in this song. It's a masterpiece in that way.
It is. And the thing, there were so many hits that came off the Born in the USA album. Amazing. This one was never.
Nope.
And this probably is one of my favorite songs off that album.
Well, it's my second favorite.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song on that album?
It's coming up later.
Okay,
nice.
Oh, and we're going to talk about that song too.
Okay.
Because
I like that.
That's
what we call a teaser, folks.
Okay.
Well done. Well
nice,
done.
Well done. This next song is one of mine.
Okay.
In my intro, I'm talking about how Bruce just can lift you up, right? This song is the single best example of that, right? You know, again, Mister, I ain't a boy, no, I'm a man, and I believe in a promised land. I don't know.
He's all aghast.
It's been a super long day. I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time
thinking.
Yes. Gathering my thoughts. So, feel free to chime in, boys. But
oh, this is why I come down here on Wednesday. It's my opportunity to, like, toy with you.
Yeah. But there's something about the song, too. Like, listening to, I don't even know. Is that Steve Van Zandt doing the backup, doing the harmony vocals on the chorus? Or is that Bruce doubling himself? For whatever reason, man, I feel a lot of Steve Van Zandt in this.
Like it's Steve.
Yeah.
But I can't, you know, I wasn't there. But
right.
What I do like about this song, and you hinted at earlier his growth as a writer.
Right. Yeah.
This, in my mind, is like one of the best pieces of his vocal phrasing. Mm. Like the way the vocals come together. On a lot of other songs, you know, and on a lot of other songs, there's like a pickup line that he just jams something in. And it works because that's how good he is, and he can make that work. But this one just flows. It just flows.
There is a lot of flow.
You know, like melted chocolate coming down the fountain. It's beautiful.
Now I'm hungry.
Think about the first two, like just the first couple of lines there, and just kind of the way the meter goes. It's just.
I think once again I haven't said the name of the song is "The Promised Land."
Yeah. Well, you sang part. Right, or you mentioned right, part. Yeah, right, okay. Right, right.
Anyway.
So this is from 78.
Yes, from Darkness. Darkness on the Edge of Town. So from 1978, the Darkness on the Edge of Town album. This is. This might be my favorite Bruce Springsteen song. This is The Promised Land on 95.1 KYMN, The One.
Drive!
from 1984 and the Born in the USA album. That was No Surrender. Ray, that was one of your songs. I get a kick out of that because you're a school teacher. And we learned more from a 3.5, 3-minute record than anything we ever learned in school.
We busted out of class. Had to get away from those fools. And it's cool when he sings it live. Yeah. And I'm just assuming it's me.
Now, Ray, what do you teach?
I teach math.
Oh, okay.
At the high school. I force feed geometry to 10th graders and try to get them to understand it and like it. Yeah. It's a tough gig, but it's a really good time.
You're molding young minds, my man. That's
I know. That's
a noble
great.
Profession.
So they say. So
but
this
you know,
is
you,
no,
you still pick this song, though. So
this
I
is
mean.
No Surrender. It's one of my favorite songs. It is, you know, an album that, as we mentioned earlier, had 7 top 10 hits. 7.
And there's only 12 songs on the record.
And Downbound Train and No Surrender were not even released as singles.
I just would like to point out, last week we did a Joni Mitchell show, right? And 2 hours of Joni Mitchell played some amazing music. Joni Mitchell, in her entire career, 1 top 10 song. Bruce had 7 top 10 songs on one album.
One album that sent him off
into the stratosphere.
Another plane.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that whole album, you want to talk about writing, the song Dancing in the Dark is a hit song about not being able to write a hit song.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that just cracks me
written
up.
Written simply to have a hit song on an
album. John
Landau
had said something like, well, we need a lead-off
single.
And now you got to sit at home and come up with one. I'm like, oh, geez, what do I do?
I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
But No Surrender, we were talking during while that was playing, that song, you can kind of credit Paul Molitor's win for AL Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
Because the Twins were not doing well. They were out in Anaheim, I think. He was jogging, and he heard that song being played, and so he wrote No Retreat, No Surrender, stuck it up in the clubhouse for the Twins. And the Twins just had this electrifying second half of the season, and that was it 17? 2017?
Oh, gosh. I
can't remember. They all blend together because you've got like a diamond, and then you've got a crash.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Anyway. That song reminds me of John Kerry. Because it was John Kerry's campaign anthem or campaign song when he was running for president.
Right. You know? Well, I'm sorry about that. I liked him for a while, but you know he had his problems. You know, I just love the whole concept of this song. It starts out with this beautiful, what is an organ on the albums and in live versions. It's this wonderful guitar piece. The lyrics, you know, now young faces grow sad and old young hearts of fire grow cold. Like, it's just unbelievable what he does.
But
hear
we
your
made a
sister's
promise.
Voice call. Yes. We made a promise. So all those years ago.
Right.
Yeah, no retreat. Man, it's got it all. It's
I love
got
it.
Hope. It's an anthem. It's got the sing-along, the whole thing is just fantastic.
My friend Dan Moyer has a theory that the best lyrics in all of rock and roll are na 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 la 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 la
la la
whoa,
la la
whoa's good
whoa
you know because really when you get down to it it's universal it speaks you just understand what's being said and really rock and roll is 3 chords a beat and a whoa you know
and,
when you get right
and
down
the truth
it. And the truth of
and
course the
truth.
And sometimes
baby.
La 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 whoa
hey, you gotta have a hey baby always
yeah, you need, I suppose
hey baby all right so hang on a second.
Time now for the Weekly List Haiku Corner, brought to you by Imminent Brewing, a truly poetic brewery. Here is your host, Haiku Rich.
Haiku Corner, Bruce Springsteen edition. Friends with Obama. Kings want to be just like him. He thinks that's silly. I have been fired so many times, it's stupid. Bruce is always there.
that's pretty, I like that one.
Yeah, me too. This one's a two-parter. This is one of my favorite stories about Bruce. Ronald Reagan tried to co-opt Bruce's spirit and grab his fan base. Bruce called up the press, said no, and played them Johnny 99.
Oh, that's right, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he said, yeah, he probably hasn't heard this one.
Yeah, exactly. Reagan made that speech where, you know, in New Jersey, and
yeah,
Bruce Springsteen lives in so many hearts of all the young Americans, whatever, and Bruce's like, excuse me.
Anybody who's heard the Nebraska album, oh, wow.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
A moment.
All right, one more. Marathon concerts. Anyone alive out there? East Street is heaven.
My, what a delight. This has been Haiku Corner. Thank you, Eminent.
I just love Wendy Nordquist.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Anyway, we want to thank our dear friends, Laura and Derek Myers. We want to thank Laura Myers because she's giving Danny the weekend between Christmas and New Year's off this year.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And thank you for filling in later this next month, Laura. Anyway, want to thank Laura and Derek Myers for making the weekly list possible every week by sponsoring the show, because they, of course, own Eminent Brewing, which is our great the great patron of the weekly list. You know, thanks for being great people. Now, normally we would talk extensively about some facet of what's going on at Eminent Brewing, and initially I had thought, well, we could talk about music at Eminent Brewing because Ray Fred the Bear plays at Eminent.
Yeah.
In fact, we consider Fred the Bear to be sort of one of Eminent's great house bands, but there's a bigger. I don't think Laura and Derek would mind at all if we just took a little time to talk about this show that's happening at the Paradise on Saturday.
Well, thanks. We are going to bring together three bands, and there's like 15 musicians.
That's cool.
We got Mark Ross in the 319. We got Andy Flory from Carlton. He's bringing his band Tower Sudan. They're going to do, each of them will do a set, and then my group that I play with, Fred the Bear, we're going to finish out. We got a couple of guests. Brian Dwyer is on saxophone. He's sat in with us at Eminent a few times. He's really, really, really good. That's going to be super fun.
Well, I mean, he's taken on the big man. I mean, that's
the big man.
That's a big bite right there.
That's an adult portion.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then the just wonderful musician and even better human being, Kurt Johnson, is going to join us.
I just love Kurt Johnson.
He's a good guy.
He is an amazing human. He's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. We say that we're musical soulmates. When we play together, it's a really interesting thing because there's not a lot of talk. There's not a lot of eye contact. It's just sort of smile and here we go.
And you listen to each other.
Go to the right
spot.
That's
cool.
He's cool. He's awesome.
But more importantly, we're going to raise some money for Health Finders Collaborative.
Yeah.
And Health Finders, I think, Rich, you mentioned at the top of the show, they work to provide health care for marginalized populations here in the area, in Northfield, Faribault, Owatonna.
Mm-hmm.
They do really amazing things. Like they'll help bridge the care till they can get you onto insurance, and they'll help you find insurance. Like, and then they also have clinics, and then they also work with dentists.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
See, that is so great. I mean, we talk a lot about some of the issues that are going on, and healthcare is such a fundamental thing for people, and to be able to have access and navigate the system is enormous. And so, I mean, if they're doing those kinds of things and helping get things arranged, I mean, that's immeasurable how important.
It is a fundamentally vital service that they provide to this community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell us, the show is this Saturday night.
Show is Saturday, 7:30. There's a few tickets left. It's at the Paradise Center for the Arts. It'll be about a 2-hour show. There's a little intermission. There'll be beverages. We have College City Beverage is sponsoring the show, and they're just donating $2,000 right off the top to Health Finders.
That's outstanding.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
And that is being matched. So Candy Taylor works with Health Finders. She found a donor to match up to $25,000 anything we raise the show.
Wow.
Wow.
So you'll have an opportunity to text and donate. We have an art auction, so there are there's a piece of art with every song that some students at Northfield High School have created.
Yeah, that is so great.
Yep, and that'll be displayed behind the bands as we play the songs. The artwork will be there. It'll be in the front of the stage, and you can bid on it. Half of that money goes to Health Finders, which will then be matched. Mm-hmm. And then half of that money goes to the student, the high school student that created the art piece.
Which is also fantastic.
Oh, that's also really cool because you're supporting art careers that are budding and forming. There's so many things about that.
There's a lot of
wins. That's multiple wins all at once. Okay, Ray, you mentioned that there's a couple tickets that are still available.
Yep.
So, okay, where do I go to get, and I'm, because this show is going to sell out. I mean, it's going to sell out.
It's going to sell out, yeah.
It will
sell
out.
So, I mean, you know, so where can I go? Where do I buy the ticket? How much is the tickets? How much, you know?
It's Paradise Center for the Arts.
Okay.
.org. You can go to fredthebear.com. We've got a link there. Tickets are $25 for adults, okay. $15 for students, and about just under 50% goes to the Paradise, and just under 50% goes to the Health Finders.
Okay.
So the bands we're covering the cost for the people that we're hiring to do sound.
Sure.
And lights, and that's basically the only thing that's coming out overhead. A lot of the bands are donating their time.
Yeah, you're all donating your performances.
And
you, my friend, who have worked countless hours putting this thing together.
Well, I could count them, Rich, but it would just make me cry.
Well, no, this is good. This is a labor of love. I can hear this in your voice that this is important. This is something that helps people.
Yeah.
Well, it's just there's so many wins involved here.
Yeah.
You know, from the organization to the Paradise, which I love that place.
Rich,
you've done work with them. The kids that are providing the art, like it's just all over the place. It's wins. It will be a really special night. It will.
Oh,
ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
And that's Saturday night.
Yeah. You know, have a good
show.
So
Saturday,
man.
We should actually say Saturday, November 13th.
Yep.
All right. Okay. All right.
Saturday the 13th.
That's
fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. All right, I just have to read these words real quick,
okay.
And then we can get back to it. There is at Imminent Brewing. Fred the Bear is not playing on Friday night because they're indisposed. They're rehearsing.
But we are playing on Wednesday of Turkey Eve, that's going to be an insanely good show.
What has now become a Thanksgiving tradition at Imminent Brewing, Fred the Bear is going to play on the Wednesday night. We're going to be open that night. Imminent Brewing is never open on Wednesdays except for the night before Thanksgiving, and Fred the Bear always plays that night.
Wow. We love it. And what we do also is we collect tips that go to the food shelf.
Yeah.
Kind of the start of that giving season.
They do.
Wow.
Fred the Bear.
Every
person in that band is an amazing human being, too. I mean, there's not enough room on that stage for all the heart that's in that band.
Well, yeah. Luckily, I have a half a heart, so that helps a lot.
The math teacher.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
anyway,
right.
So,
there's room for the others.
So, Imminent Brewing. There is live music on Friday night. Our friends Lindsay Payne and Colleen Martin Oak.
And they are really good.
Oak and Payne. They are part of a Twin Cities band called The Wreck, which is an amazing band. And Colleen and Lindsay are fantastic. This is the first time they've been at Imminent since the pandemic started. And they're going to be Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Okay. Now, Dragon Squirrel Juicy IPA.
Whew.
Gateway Cream Ale.
That's very good, by the way.
Cannon River Pale Ale. Prairie Creek Porter, which I have a growler for you, sitting on my desk.
Nice.
Quick and the Red IPA. Question Mark Hill Wheat. We are about to run out of Question Mark Hill Wheat.
We'll get it while you can.
I've got to make a couple of phone calls there. There are a couple of people need to know that. Double Agent J Double IPA. La Tropicale Sour Ale.
That's a good sour. I'm not Keyline a sour
Guava.
Person, but it's got a really cool flavor to
it's
it.
It's cool,
I do like that.
Yep. Zombie Palm Sour. Brave Noise Pale Ale. Brave Noise is the beer that we're selling to sort of raise awareness against or for sexual harassment prevention.
I know it's not actually for, it's against.
No,
you're right.
The awareness, though.
Awareness
it's for
of.
Awareness.
Awareness
right.
of.
Another one you might like, Danny, Chili Gateway Cream Ale. Gateway Cream Ale with chili pepper juice in there.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
It's got some heat to it.
Oh, I like that
And thank God, hallelujah, the Rumination Brown Ale is back this week.
Ooh-wee.
I needed a good malty beer. There it is.
Well, and it's the rumination part. It's the thinking man's beer.
You can also now, I'm going to apologize ahead of time to my dear friends at Imminent Brewing. You can also get a hard seltzer now at Imminent on tap, and I'm not even going to talk about it because I don't approve of this. Food trucks this week. Tomorrow night, Russell's Traveling Kitchen, my personal favorite food truck that comes around. Saturday is the Brick Oven Bus, the little tiny yellow short bus with a full-on pizza oven.
With a giant brick oven inside.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Crazy. And Sunday, there's a new addition to the Imminent Food, and I'm super intrigued by this, by the way. New addition to the Imminent Food Truck family. This one is called the Grilled Cheese Guru.
Yeah, this one does. You know, I love the food trucks down there. It's really fun to just have different options.
Yeah.
And it's always really good food. This one really is exciting to me because you haven't seen it yet.
Right.
There's nothing out there like this.
I'm a fan of the grown-up grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, like, me too.
Give me something with, like, you know, some Munster and some Gouda.
Yeah, nice big piece of Texas toast, sliced thick.
Right.
See,
yeah.
I'm... You know, the thing that I learned...
You're Wonder Bread and Kraft Singles.
Well,
I've
discovered a secret in how I make grilled cheese sandwiches now. I've cracked the thing. Now I take the plastic off the cheese. I've advanced grilled cheese technology by miles on that.
I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, you take the plastic
off the Kraft, so you don't eat that part.
No. You instead of putting it in between the bread,
it's magic. Are you guys done?
Okay, we're done. Sorry, I thought it was funny.
I was loving it.
Okay, thanks for supporting me on that one.
I was rolling on the floor.
Okay,
Daniel, that's a stern look. That's like an Amish drive-by.
Oh, that was a good one. I'm gonna remember that.
Imminent Brewing is open 4 to 9 on Thursdays, 4 to 9 on Fridays, 2 to 9 on Saturdays, 2 to 7 on Sundays. And as Laura always tells the staff, take good care of yourself and each other. All right, what's next?
Let's see. This is one of your choices.
Yeah, okay.
This is
so I got to pick four songs. We all got to pick four songs this week, right? And just to kind of be goofy, I thought, well, I'll just take the four songs that are the originals off the Greatest Hits album. Which actually would not have been bad choices
because
those are all four amazing songs.
Yeah.
Secret Garden and Murder Incorporated and This Hard Land. I actually did take Blood Brothers.
Yeah.
Because I got to thinking about, you know, what you guys sent me your songs, and I'm thinking about the show. And so, this theme of supporting each other and
community.
And community and the whole thing. Blood Brothers is about the E Street Band.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all played in bands.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that when you play music with somebody for an extended period of time, there's a bond that forms there that's just different than any other.
There's an intimacy that comes in.
You are now foreshadowing my final pick.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
No. Just like Daniel threw one to you for the Haiku Corner.
All right. Well, there it is.
This is good.
We're setting each other up. It's a beautiful thing here.
This is turning into like a real giant love fest.
Yeah, it really kind of is. Let's just play this song. This is from the Greatest Hits album, which came out in 1995. Thank you very much. This is Blood Brothers on 95.1 KYMN, The One.
We play King of the Mountain out on the end. The world come charging up the hill, and we were women and men. Now there's so much that time and memory fade away. We got our own roads to ride and chances we gotta take. We stood side by side, each one fighting for the other, and we sit until we died. We'd always be blood brothers. Now the hardness of this world slowly grinds your dreams away.
making a fool's joke out of the promises we made. And what once seemed black and white turns to so many shades of gray. We lose ourselves in work to do, work to do and bills to pay. And it's a ride, 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 and there ain't much cover, no one running by your side. My blood brother, falling in their tracks, always moving ahead and never looking back. Now I don't know how I feel, I don't know how I feel tonight, if I've fallen beneath the wheel, if I've lost or I've gained sight. I don't even know why, I don't know why I made this call, or if any of this matters anymore after all. But the stars are burning bright like some mystery uncovered, and I'll keep moving through the dark within.
from 1978 in the Darkness on the Edge of Town album. That is Badlands, which is the first song on Darkness on the Edge of Town. And I hard pressed to find a better first song on an album than that one.
Yeah, I mean, that says everything right there. And this was one of my picks. And for me, and I truly do mean this, that song actually did save my life. Because when I went through all that stuff right away, it was hard.
You're talking about your divorce.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember early on, there was a night that I was going to do the deed. I was looking at a beam in my utility room.
This kills me.
And I had the rope and all that kind of stuff. And that was what my plan was. And I was dead serious. And I had one thought, and that was, who's going to discover me? And it was enough of a pause to realize that it was going to be my daughter.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have that. I could not have that. And I remember collapsing down to the ground.
You dropped to your knees on your head and cried.
Yeah, I did. And for some reason, after I came, that song came in my head. I mean, it was like, I always turn to music. And so I go to my source of music. And one of the first ones I heard was Badlands. And it's got such a stridency to it. And it's got such a demand and a look forward. And there's hope. And there's also a realization of sadness in that lyric, you know, and just the whole notion of we're going to rise above these Badlands. Yeah. So as crap as it is right now, there is something that can be taken and move forward. And so for me, whenever I felt low throughout all of this, I'd play Badlands. And I wore out an MP3 of Badlands. But so for me, I get a lot of strength out of that. And so it set me on this whole thing of it. I think I probably have about 30 or 40 different live versions of Badlands that I played constantly. So it was perfect.
Yeah, his music does that. It brings you to a place where you feel better that you understand your world.
Right, and you feel like somebody gets where you're coming from. Yeah. And one thing that I do want to say to put kind of a close on all this, if anybody out there is feeling like I felt that night, there are places that you could go, and there is help out there.
Help is available wherever.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're feeling that way, I'm going to read this is a suicide hotline number. So if you have any questions, you want to talk to somebody, and you're just looking for somebody to listen to, call them right now at 800-273-8255. I'm going to repeat that again. This is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That's 1-800-273-8255. Trust me, you don't want to go those places. I've been there. You can get out of this. Call somebody.
I've said it, I don't know how many times, anxiety, depression, it's nothing to mess around with.
No.
And if you're in that spot, ask for help. There's a lot of people who want to help you. And just for the record, I want to say, Danny, I love you.
I love you guys too.
All right.
I do.
This has been an amazing time. And your story, it's not trivial to say, like, Bruce does that. He brings a story of something that in most cases probably just totally made up and makes it just so real that you can grab onto it. And it's just an interesting ability. It's a magic to be able to do that.
And Springsteen's dealt with depression himself.
Yep,
I mean, his autobiography, which is brilliant, he speaks very candidly about that, and it opens up a lot of his music. And it's something to not mess around with. I was fortunate. My daughter, Eileen, was living with me, and she still does. And I was very, very fortunate. And I don't even want to think about what would have happened if she was not living with
Frankly,
me.
Frankly, neither do I.
So it's a very real thing. Take it seriously. Enough said on that. So.
Yeah.
One more note about Badlands, completely in a different direction. I talk about community with Springsteen, right? And the Springsteen community, right? You go to a Springsteen show and he plays Badlands. You can tell the people who have been there before because there's a little melody, a little counter melody that all the Springsteen fans sort of sing at the towards the end of the song. And that's just one of the things I love about
it's goosebumps,
being man. Part of the community, man.
Yeah, or you know, they do that in quite a few songs where they just sort of, they have their spot.
Oh yeah.
You know, this is supposed to be a horn section here, but we don't have a horn section with us tonight. Right. So
you guys are the horn section.
Yeah. Everybody else
Hungry
is
Heart.
It.
It's the audience that's going to sing the first verse. Exactly. You know, that's just how it is.
Right. Okay. So moving on, we already have played the very first song on the very first Bruce Springsteen album. This one is the final song on the most recent Bruce Springsteen album.
It is, and that's the reason why I chose it. I wanted we're doing our set on Saturday. This is the final song. It's also I was lucky enough to go see him on Broadway.
Oh wow!
I
didn't know that.
August 31st. Yep,
yeah.
I saw
Holy moly!
This year at Broadway.
Wow.
Well, it feels weird saying it out loud because I tried to keep it down because you know
you don't want to brag.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It was real personal too.
Yeah.
You know?
My 600 people in that theater.
Yeah, it's a really intimate thing.
Wow.
And but the cool part is we were looking at our list tonight and we talked about this earlier off air. There's nothing from Born to Run on this set list that we put
so
together
weird.
Today. But he replaced the song Born to Run with this song in the second run of the Broadway show.
Is
he doesn't
right?
do Born
wow.
to Run. He does this. This is how he ends the song, or ends the night, is I'll
wow.
see you in my dreams.
Wow.
And
wow.
the foreshadowing I was talking about earlier, this is a song to his original band of teenagers.
The Castillos.
He is the last remaining living member of his first band
of the Castiles.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
he's the last.
I didn't know
member.
That.
This is about them.
Wow.
Yeah. The last one died recently, and that's what prompted this whole song cycle of
the whole album.
The whole album.
I didn't know
Let
that.
It to you.
Yeah. It's the whole thing came about because of this, and all of the songs. The thing that I like about the album is you can take the album and almost fold it in half, where the first song and the last song kind of relate to each other, and the second song
cool.
and the second to the last song kind of relate to each other, all the way into the into the exact middle, which is the Power Prayer. Power Prayer and House of a Thousand Guitars kind of sonically work together. I figured out they were both F sharp.
Oh,
and so
very interesting.
It's a strange key because I was sitting there and I was messing around on the piano and trying to figure out the melody. I'm like, it starts with an F sharp, and then the 10,000 Guitars is like, this is also an F sharp. So it's like an album that you can fold on top of each other.
And you know, it'll never happen, but it would be so cool to just like hear just for a few minutes about how he does it. Did he put that together in that way?
Yeah.
Is that the purpose?
There's a movie on Apple Music or Apple Plus, you know,
Apple
the streaming
Plus.
Service,
yeah. Yeah.
that they've got a documentary on the whole thing, and it's fascinating.
Oh,
it's fascinating. And,
and
it's weird during this song, when I'll See You in My Dreams, you see John Landau sitting in the back, and he's listening to the playback, and he starts crying.
Yeah.
And it's a very emotional moment.
Kidding.
And it's a tough movie to watch. It's a very tough movie to watch, but it's brilliant.
So my wife and I went to the show. Her name is Sherry. And she honestly started crying the moment he hit the stage and didn't stop until the end.
Is that right?
Like it was that
I've always been really
special.
Fond of your wife.
Yeah, that's going to happen to me. I know that would
But it was so wild. But this song, so the second verse, when it's I got your guitar here by my bed, on the word guitar, the band comes in and it just lifts this song to this, again, to this really like hopeful, dreamy place when it's, you know, it's lamenting the loss of, you know, as we talked about, your band is that's a bond that is
that
really
is
hard to describe.
Yeah.
But
it's
a good tune.
There have been a few acts that I've seen that going to see them live becomes literally a religious experience.
Yeah.
I think you too, to some degree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
when those guys are on, man, holy moly.
Yeah. But for sure, Bruce Springsteen, it becomes, to me, a religious experience. And I do mean that in the full capital R, religious.
Actually,
one
of the something I cut out of the intro was talking about how the shows can really start to feel like tent revivals.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah,
and when Bruce, when he does his thing in the middle of 10th Avenue Freeze Out, doesn't always do it anymore. But when he starts testifying, he gets it. Anyway,
that's a good analogy, though. The
it is. It's a tent revival, and it's everyone's there for a common cause too.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's,
yeah.
You know. Anyway, all right. So this is from the last year's 2020 Letter to You.
His second album that he put out in a year, 2019 and then 2020.
Well,
wow.
Western Stars. Don't even get me going about Western Stars. My God, I love that.
Yeah,
album.
That's
holy. Moly. Anyway, this is I'll See You in My Dreams.
And swimming without end. Her days go on. I remember you, my friend. And though you're gone, in my heart's been emptied, it seems. I got your guitar here by the bed. All your favorite records and all the books that you read. And though my soul feels like it's been split at the seams, I'll see you in my. Thank you.
From 2009, that was "I'll See You in My Dreams" from the "Working on a Dream" album. It was called
"Tomorrow Never Knows."
Well, you're right. That song is called "Tomorrow Never Knows" from the "Working on a Dream" album.
We're fine.
I made a mistake. It happens. We just keep it going.
It's all good.
I'm good with that. That was called "Tomorrow Never Knows" from "Working on a Dream." I want to thank the both of you, however, Danny.
Yes, sir.
You found the only song on "Working on a Dream" that I don't hate.
Congratulations. I didn't go with Outlaw Pete. Okay.
Which would have made every cell in my brain explode.
I know. It would have been. I thought about it.
I know you did.
I also like Surprise, Surprise.
Which is another terrible song. And I'll tell you what.
Oh, we're going to have it now because I actually played that on Easter Sunday at church one time.
I know, and every time I listen to that song, I hear your ex-wife singing it, and I can't stand it.
And it also has Queen of the Supermarket, which my kids actually love. And it's got an F word in it.
Yes.
And it's exciting to hear.
Your daughter at the moment is sort of a queen of the supermarket.
My daughter, well, yeah, she's actually quitting that job.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, that was interesting. Right. Okay.
But, you know, it's always exciting to me when I have like an 8 and 9 year old kid in my back seat singing that word loud in the back seat of my car. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
It is the little things, isn't it? And you, as a teacher, you can reflect.
Oh, absolutely.
So my thank you is that was the only song that we played from "Working on a Dream."
Okay. Right. Well, I almost went with my all time favorite song by this guy, but I didn't include "Jesse's Girl."
Oh yeah, that was a big one for him. Yeah.
Rick Springsteen.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know that Rick Springfield got so much stuff. He actually has a song called "Bruce."
Yeah,
about being mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is hilarious, and it came out like 5 years before "Jesse's Girl." It was like a mid 1970s song.
That's super fun.
Back when he was on the soap operas still.
No, it was before that.
He was on General Hospital. Yeah,
he was, but this was before. In Australia, he had a song in '72 called "Speak to the Sky." That's actually a pretty good song. He was a big pop star, and he was so mistaken. You know, Rick Springfield with Bruce Springsteen, who was just emerging at the time. So he actually wrote a song called "Bruce."
That's super funny.
So that's where my little Jesse's Girl joke is kind of there. So
meanwhile, all the like really deep Bruce fans just about had a stroke when you said that.
Yeah, I'm sure that they did. You know, I'm like, oh, great. Well, he sounded like a fan, but he might actually be an idiot.
Guy doesn't know anything.
Well, folks, that's going to just about do it for this here edition of the Weekly List. If you like the show... Gosh, if you like the show, there's a million ways now you can listen to the show. We've got a widely expanded social media presence. You can find us on the Facebook. You can find us on Twitter under @TheWeeklyList. You can find us on the Instagram @the_weekly_list. Danny runs the Instagram page.
Nice.
I've been tweeting occasionally. I've done the Facebook page forever. You can listen to us by streaming us from the KYMN, our program page on the KYMN website, KYMNradio.net. You can listen to us by, I post every new show every Friday morning on Facebook, and I tweet it, and there's a link on Instagram. Or
there is a town crier that will repeat the show from start to finish
at high noons on every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Yes.
And we're working on getting it on MySpace.
It's also on the Stitcher. Don't forget the Stitcher.
This is why I'm going to say, or you can podcast us. We have for months now been part of the KYMN radio podcast. Now, however, we have our own separate podcast feed. If you go to the Stitcher or Google or Apple or Spotify or wherever it is you like to get podcasts,
wherever good and bad music is available.
Exactly. we are not yet on the TuneIn platform, but we will be by the end of next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have to approve us.
Is there something?
Hope
does
this
that
doesn't
mean,
ruin it.
Wow, are they going to like have to listen or something?
And... We tune in. We love you.
Yeah,
I tune in.
I love the tune in people. They're great.
The best I've heard.
They are. They're fantastic.
Wherever you like to get your podcast, just go look at the Weekly List. Now, there's another podcast out there called the Weekly List, but we're the one about music. She does a great podcast about politics and things. We do one about music.
Right.
All right. So the Weekly List.
But we actually are weekly. I don't think that that podcast is weekly.
She's been sporadic.
But there it is. That's a polite way to say it.
But she does really good work. Anyway, yeah. Like them both.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Subscribe to them both.
Why not? We can all win.
It's win-win. Oh, wow. We're all about wins, right? Wow. Yeah, okay. So much winning.
Wow. Ray, you are a burst of sunshine here.
Indeed. Also, go like the KYMN Facebook page, please. And go like the Imminent Brewing Facebook page, too. So when Fred the Bear announces that they're going to be playing the night before Thanksgiving, you will know right away because it'll be on the Facebook page.
And you're going to see an incredible show.
Does Fred the Bear have any sort of social media presence you'd like to plug?
Well, we've got, fredthebear.com, and we're out there on the Twitter. I don't know what's being said because I write songs and other people take care of that.
Gotcha.
You're the creative.
I have amazing bandmates, by the way. Give a shout out
to
my
band? I love everybody in your band.
Bob and Beth and Jerry and Bo, and they're just amazing. Kurt joining in with us and Brian. It's going to be a good show on Saturday.
Yeah. So
how do I get tickets again?
ParadiseCenterForTheArts .org, as they say.
How much are tickets?
$25, and that's on November 13th, Saturday.
With this coming Saturday, November 13th, and the money is going to the Paradise and to
Health Finders.
Health Finders Collaborative.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's Health Finders Collaborative has a website? Is it healthfinderscollaborative.org? Hang on.
I'm not 1,000%
sure. You ask the questions and you don't know the answers.
I know.
You're not a very good lawyer.
You two talk. You're right. I'd be a terrible lawyer. You guys talk for a second.
You know, Ray, this is what I have to deal with.
I listen.
Week.
I hear it.
I did not shut the.
He really hammered you.
I did not shut the show down this week though to write my haikus. I already had them.
I know. That's my free time. I get to wander around. I mean, that's
and
kind
he
of like
took that from you this week.
Yeah, he kind of did. It was really disappointing. Yeah. I mean,
luckily it was raining.
He's going to say something important.
Healthfindersmn.org. Healthfindersmn.org. If you can't go to the show, but you're intrigued by the beneficiary, go check them out. They're an amazing organization. I know a couple of people that work there. Charlie Mandilli is the executive director. He's an incredible human being.
So if I can't attend, but I still want to financially support this and somehow have my funds match, I can still do that, right?
Reach out. I haven't thought that far ahead, Daniel, because I'm really not that quick. But if you reach out to me at fredthebear.com, I will gladly direct you to how to do that because we do have a $25,000 matching.
Yeah, so you want to
donation.
Max that. Yeah,
we'd
you want
to
give that.
Get
if there's
some
if there's
donations.
Something that can be put online between now and Saturday, we'll also put it on the Weekly List Facebook page and we'll put it on the Instagram.
Okay,
we'll put it on Twitter,
no doubt.
All stuff.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So, last song.
We were doing so well on time. I picked a short one for the last one, and then you go with this behemoth that's like
it's
20 minutes
it's,
long.
It's not 20 minutes.
Well,
it's only nine and a half. But
is this my pick?
This is my pick.
This was your pick?
Yeah.
That's
do you
awesome.
Want it?
No, God.
I'll give you credit for it.
It's on our list, and it's such a good tune.
I am pretty sure.
And this version.
I am pretty sure the first time each of us heard the song for the first time was at the same time because the first time I heard this song was the first time I saw Bruce and the E Street Band at the reunion show we saw in November of 1999.
Yeah.
They were playing Land of Hope and Dreams, which had not been recorded, not been put on an album or anything. And
that's
I was blown away by this song.
Set list?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. We were all at that same show.
Yeah.
I was blown away by this song. I mean, a lot of times bands will roll out a new song in a concert because they're like trying to feel it out a little bit and trying to figure out does this work? Is this going to play live? Whatever. This song came out as fully formed and like totally arranged.
There's sometimes where they knew that they did not need to check this. They just knew that it was going to come out and it's so confident sounding. And this is one of the things, and I mean, you rip on me sometimes.
Because you like everything.
Well, no, not just because I like everything, because you're going,
Let's be honest.
Okay.
I rip on you a lot.
You do rip on me a lot. But this song, I mean, when we talk about this country of ours that we're all from, he gets right down to the heart and soul of why this is so great. I mean, there's a lot, it recognizes that there's a lot of errors, there's a lot of problems and stuff, but this also, if you keep your mind at it and you keep your focus on community and the people that are around you and helping others, this really can be the land of hope and dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So
grab your ticket and your suitcase. I cannot get it out of my head.
Right.
The opening guitar on this and that, when the keys come in on top of that,
yeah,
it will just melt your
and
heart.
And you drop the big man right in the right middle with that.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And let's also acknowledge that. I mean, he's channeling Curtis Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the people get ready
and all that. So.
So this recording of this song is from like 2009-ish?
No, this is from 2000.
This is from Live in New York. That was the reunion album.
This is from the Live in Madison Square Garden album.
So this is 99.
99 yeah. is what I want to say.
So yeah. That's 13 years before it was recorded on an album.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. it existed only on the live track. And then
I have not put this together because I've heard this version many times. And yeah. Clarence died not long after this.
Clarence passed away in 2004. No.
Because I saw
him I was working for the Twins
like
when he passed away.
I want to say 2011.
Yeah, I think it was 2011.
Because, I mean, I saw Clarence play.
But the last time he played with him was 8 or 9?
It might have been 8 or 9.
I don't know. We saw the last few shows that
yeah,
he played in the
'cause the version that came out on the studio album was from Wrecking Ball.
Right.
And what they did is they took amalgamations of his solo that he played a number of times live, and they literally took and spliced together
just
the same
bass
for that.
Jungle Land, yeah.
I have listened to this just so many times, and I just now put all this together.
That's awesome.
And we got to
see
it.
Awesome.
It was fun to watch this online.
This is fantastic. I love this.
Because that happened to me during a show a while ago, and Rich enjoyed it, and now we got to sit here and watch you assemble this in your
crazy.
Head.
That's crazy. Wow.
Okay. Wow. Rich, it's your turn next to assemble something.
Well,
something
will happen.
I'll look forward to
that. Finally get him to see how good, how much better Blinded by the Light is by Bruce.
And he brings it back home.
And all of a sudden he'll go,
I love it.
Bruce does a really good version of that song.
And
that's all I have to say.
Maybe we'll just tie it all up in a bow and you'll see the greatness of Bruce Dickinson, too.
That ain't never going to happen.
Who knows?
Yeah. Ray, I cannot thank you enough for being a part of this, my friend.
Yeah, that was
super
fun, man.
I can't thank you guys. This was a great time to be
a blast.
To able to join your party.
And good luck with the show. Everybody, if you don't have anything going on, or even if you do, cancel your plans and go to this show at the Paradise Center for the Arts on Saturday night, November 13th, May, March, whatever. And I know everybody who's playing in this show. They're all amazing musicians. They're
it's
all fantastic people. It's a great cause. It's great music. There's no reason, unless, of course, you have to go out of town because your daughter's getting married.
That's a pretty important reason.
Yeah, it is a very important reason, and I make no apologies for this.
Otherwise,
I'm going to miss the show. But
if the show's sold out, go camp outside and demand that they open the doors,
exactly.
And then they'll send people out with buckets and
rush
get your money.
Rush the stage.
All right. We are now, with the 9-minute song, we are now officially going to be over 2 hours. Thanks, gentlemen. We love you guys very much. When I say gentlemen, thank you, Ray. Thank you, Danny.
All right.
Everybody, thanks. thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys again next
week.
See ya. Peace. Yeah.
carries losers and winners. This train carries hearts and gamblers. This train carries lost souls. I said this train carries broken hearted. This train, thieves and sweet souls departed. This train carries fools, carries kings. This train, all aboard. I said not this train. Dreams will not be thwarted. This train.
Come on this train.